What is going on, everybody? Happy, happy Monday morning. Hope you're having a wonderful start to your week, maybe the end of your week, maybe the beginning of your week. It just depends on your circumstance, because ultimately we all just make it up what a week actually is. So my big rant today, big rant podcast, is going to be on how you do something or anything is far more important than what you do. And so it's became really evident to me this morning as I was been on, man, I've been on so many calls, lots of calls, interviews, coaching calls, people calling about real estate buildings, like just a lot of calls. And this one thing that I've realized through all these conversations is that it doesn't matter what I do, but it all comes back to how I do it. So before I talk about what this one thing is, how I do things, if you're new here, my name is Logan Manzanares. I'm a business owner, a fitness professional, transformed well over 2,000 people's lives through this little thing we call health and fitness. I'm a real estate investor, a husband, a father, and one of the most grateful people on this planet. And so this epiphany came to me today as I was on an interview with a couple prospective trainers, and I asked them this question. I asked them, you know, like, what got you so interested, basically, to come back for a second interview, right? Outside of you wanting money and you wanted knowledge and all the secrets of the fitness industry, like, what else attracted you, right? And honestly, it was funny because all of them said the same thing. It's like your energy, like you just like have this, you have this passion about what you're doing, and like there's just something about that attracted me to that, right? And so it's funny because, like, it's not an accident, number one. Number two is that's what people actually are attracted to, is energy, right? And the cool thing about energy is that it doesn't take any knowledge, doesn't take any information, doesn't take any specific special skill sets to create energy. Like energy, like I create energy by doing that. I create energy by doing this. Like ultimately, like you create energy, right? So that's the one skill set that you can separate yourself from other people. If you have it, or excuse me, if you just choose to embrace it, when you don't maybe have, maybe you're lacking other skills. Maybe you're lacking information. Maybe you're lacking actually like experience. Whatever it may be that you think that you're missing out on, how you can make up for it is by bringing amazing energy, positive energy, and just like curious energy and hopeful energy, not this like negative energy or this the world's gonna end energy or poor me energy that most people bring. Right? So that's how you can literally separate yourself. And so when it comes to health and fitness, the reason why I actually bring this up is because so many people like want the perfect nutrition plan, the perfect diet plan, the perfect exercise plan. They want the perfect coach, whatever it may be. And you know what's perfect is none of it. There actually is no perfect plan, right? And that's why, you know, we as a company, like, we customize everything for you, right? Because ultimately there's no perfect plan. Like, when it comes to all the different types of diets out there, right? And so, like, I will never actually badmouth any diet or any plan out there, because ultimately it can actually work, right? It actually can. The reason why it doesn't work for most people is because instead of them making the plan work for them, they just do the plan, right? And that's why it doesn't work, is because it's like it's backwards. Because ultimately, if you're just doing something and you don't actually take ownership over it, it'll never work long term anyway. So even if you did happen to like get some cool results for a short period of time, you were successful for a short period of time, it will not stick because you didn't make it yours. And the only way for you to make it yours is, well, for you to just that, make it yours, right? And so when someone asks me like, what sort of plan do you do? And I was like, I honestly don't know how to explain it, because it's like, it's my plan. It's the plan I've been working on for the last 16 years. I just show up every single day and I adjust it as necessary as my life dictates it, right? And so, Back to the main point though, is that like there is no perfect plan, right? And so there are some plans that are that have better attributes, better qualities than others, for sure. But ultimately, like, what you do actually is not that important, but how you do it is far more important. The energy you put into something is going to be more indicative of your success and your excellence. If you listened to my last podcast, I talked about the difference between success and excellence. So if you haven't listened to that podcast, I definitely suggest you go back and watch that or listen to that, because the difference between being successful and being excellent is the difference between you being in shape for 6 weeks or you being in shape for the rest of your life. So you get to pick, do you want success or excellence? But I get off topic here. Let's stay on track here. And so with that being said, there are certain programs that are better fundamentally than others. but how you do it is far more important than what you do. What I mean by that is that you can have two people doing the exact same diet. Let's just use keto, because keto is really popular. And again, like, I don't hate either way. But either way, like, someone can do keto. Two people can both do keto. One will be successful, one won't. They'll do exactly the same thing, but won't be successful, one won't, because simply how someone else does it, right? They put all their energy into it. They go all in. And there's between being all in versus 80% in is you being successful, you know, 7 out of 7 days versus you being successful 5 out of 7 days. And then all of a sudden you start to talk yourself out of being successful in 5 out of 7 days. Now you go from 4 to 7 days and 3 to 7 days. And then all of a sudden you're not successful anymore because of how you do things. Cause you're an 80% effort, right? Where the person who's 100% effort, well, they just keep doing 100% effort, whether it's doing keto, whether it's doing fasting, whether it's doing nothing, they do 100% of nothing. I'm actually a huge fan of that. Like, if you're going to either do it 100% or don't do it at all. Like, for real. And so that is really the difference, is how you do something is more important than what you do. And I'll be honest with you, the biggest reason why our program is successful is because it's actually a multitude of things, right? But I'll tell you the biggest one is because when someone joins our program, we get them to commit 100%. And so we basically dictate the how, right? We show you that there is no turning back. This is a all-in type of commitment when you join our program. There is no going back, right? And we do that intentionally because we understand something that most people don't. Is that, like, the further that we get you away from this, like, trying it out, or just like, let me see what it's like, or, you know, I just want to, like, put one foot in, one foot out. Like, the reason why you haven't been successful in the past is because of that. Because you actually haven't committed. You haven't actually made the decision to say, I'm going to freaking do this. I'm going to change my life. I'm not going to accept being 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 100 pounds overweight anymore. Because you know what? I deserve better than that. I am worth waking up every single day feeling good about myself, being happy, being confident, right? And that's ultimately what it comes down to. Is that you making that commitment to yourself that you're no longer going to accept that. And our program does a good job making you commit, right? We give you that opportunity, and I really do call it an opportunity, for you to make this commitment. It's like a life-changing, like, maybe it makes you cry, or it makes you super uncomfortable to go forward. But you know what it does? It makes you commit. Or not, right? Or not. Like, ultimately, like, we have a lot of people who don't, like, and they're not, and they don't join the program because they're not willing to make that commitment. And so that's what we do. We like, on the onboarding process, is we make you freaking commit. Because when you go all in 100%, you'll be successful, because ultimately the fundamentals of everything else we teach you behind on the back end are strong, and they're meant for you to, again, be excellent, which means not only get cool results, anybody can get cool results, anybody can lose weight. That's not hard to do. Don't eat. That's it. Don't eat. You can lose weight. But can you do it forever? Can you do it for the rest of your life? Can you do it in a way that you can sell yourself on, I can actually do this? And is it fun? Is it exciting? Right? Do you actually enjoy the process? Therein lies the difference between being excellent and just getting results. So hopefully this message really resonated with you. If it did, please like, share, comment, all the good stuff. And remember, how you do something is far more important than what you do. So happy Monday. My name is Logan Manzanares, and I'm out. Bye.